This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175, North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Sean McClung. First name is Sean, S-E-A-N, last name is McClung, M-C-C-L-U-N-G, Sean McClung. Date of birth 10-1-1981. This letter is being written to Dr. Philip C. First name is Philip. P-H-I-L-L-I-P. Last name C. At T-S-E-C. Address 266 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 7. San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-937-7581. Fax number 408-261-3737. Dear Dr. Philip C., P-H-I-L-L-I-P, last Philip, first name, last name, C-T-S-C-C. Thank you for asking me to see this 42-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Sean has had chronic exposure to molds in his apartment for perhaps at least 1 year, period. He has been living in the same apartment for 2 years, period. There is some exposure to dogs, but he thinks the exposure to mold is causing him to have significant symptoms, period. He complains of throat pain, weak voice, and some cough for a few months, and he takes some over-the-counter medications and Benadryl with the minimal benefit, period. There is some post-nasal drip and occasional headache and nasal congestion, and period. He's certainly concerned about allergies and especially some mold allergies, period. Certainly all these symptoms could be due to other allergies, but the mold exposure can cause non-specific symptoms, period. He has visited urgent care for throat pain and was given Augmentin, but there is no change, period. He's having some sleep problem and takes Benadryl 25 milligram, and that is generally quite effective, period. As you know, he's taking many other medications for other problems, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 42-year-old who had injected tonsils, but no exudates. There's no obvious post-nasal drip, period. He did not appear to be in any distress, period. Chest examination was normal, period. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. He was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Allergy testing was did not reveal any positive reactions, although he had a very brief positive reaction to histamine, which is a control, and I certainly don't think his symptoms have anything to do with any obvious allergies, but certainly mold exposure can be a source of problem. Specifically, I believe he would have to stay in a place where there is no ongoing exposure to molds, period. In any event, I've asked him to see I've asked him to go and see his go and follow up with Dr. Philip C. And certainly would recommend an ENT consultation so his vocal cords and throat be examined adequately, period. No other medical recommendations were made, period. My final diagnosis, mold exposure, but no evidence of any obvious allergy to, no other evidence of any obvious allergy. I believe he is in the process of talking to the landlord and inspectors, and hopefully this problem will get taken care of. End of dictation on patient Sean McClung. Thank you.